From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Friday edition of The Living Truth as we wrap up our study on the effect of God's Word. And, of course, as I say that, I think, we're not going to complete it totally, because that's what this broadcast is all about. The Living Truth radio broadcast is dedicated to the teaching and the preaching of the Word of God and its effect. We've been doing that ever since 1989, and we're going to continue to do that, the Lord willing, until Jesus Christ comes again. But we have been looking at Joshua chapter 1 this week, verses 8 and 9, under that topic, the effect of God's Word. And I keep thinking as we are studying this that you can turn to many passages of Scripture in the Word of God where it will teach the effect of God's Word. I mean, I could take that title and probably preach on it for 5 years and still not cover all of the passages of Scripture in the Word of God, at least adequately, that teaches us of the effect of the Bible. But there is one verse that runs through my mind, and that's over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13, where Paul says, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God," look at this, "which effectually worketh also in you that believe." Wow. God's word promises that it will work effectually in our lives as we believe it. And so there are many passages of Scripture that we could turn to, but this one in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8 is tremendous. Again, allow me, if I could, to read verse 8 and verse 9, because they come together on this concept of the effect of God's Word, where it says, "This book of the law," and by the way, this is God speaking to Joshua, "this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." And again, as I've emphasized throughout the course of this week, what we see here is that God was giving Joshua his marching orders and telling him how to be successful in leading Israel over the Jordan River and into the Promised Land. So far, we've seen that God's Word provides good taste, and that God's Word provides good thinking, and that God's Word provides good teaching. Today, I want to wrap this up by looking at the last two points, and that is the fact that God's Word provides good thriving and God's Word provides good toughness. First of all, God's Word provides good thriving. And we find that in the last part of verse 8, where it says, "For then," that is, after you meditate upon the Word of God, after you obey the Word of God, "for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Now, don't take that passage of Scripture out of context. It's not teaching prosperity theology. It's not teaching that if you obey the Bible, you will become a millionaire or a billionaire or whatever the case may be. That's not the point of emphasis here, not at all. If God allows you to become a millionaire or a billionaire, well, praise God. Use it for God's glory. I've often said this, that God gives us an income so that we might support His work. So if God allows you to become a millionaire or a billionaire, use that to support His work. But that's not what this passage is talking about becoming a millionaire. When he talks about making thy way prosperous and having good success, he is talking about the ability to push forward and to accomplish all that God desires us to accomplish. God was saying to Joshua, if you meditate upon my word, then you'll be able to push forward and accomplish all that you are to accomplish in leading Israel into the promised land. And God blessed Joshua in that God gave Joshua the strength to do all that Joshua was supposed to do. Why? Because he obeyed the word of God. Do you know God will do that in your life as well? When you and I are in the Word of God, it will effectively work in our lives. And it will equip us to do all that God wants us to do. But there again, if we're not in the Word of God, we're going to end up in failure. I love Psalm 119 because Psalm 119 has so much to say about the Word of God. But in verse 105, it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You see, it is God's word that will guide us through this life so that we can know what God's will is and then do it. Without the word of God, we'll not know the will of God. Over in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 17, where it is talking about the word of God, it says that God's word is given to us. Well, let me read verse 16. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable, that is, it's effective, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Why? Here it is, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. It is God's word that is designed to make God's person the way God wants him to be, and that is spiritually mature. And so, you see, God's word provides the whole concept of thriving. When we are in the word of God, we will thrive according to the will of God in being prosperous and successful in God wants us to do, what God wants us to do. But the fifth point that we see is that God's word provides good toughness. And I'll tell you what, if there's one thing we need today, it is tough Christians. Notice what verse 9 says of Joshua 1. God said to Joshua, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. You see, God's word provides toughness. Sure, this is a command that we see here in verse 9, to be strong and of a good courage and don't be afraid and don't be dismayed. But you see, all that comes as we allow the Word of God to work in our lives. When you and I allow the Word of God to work in our lives, we will be tough. We will be strong. And I kind of think that when God looks down upon the world today and sees weak Christians and weak churches and weak ministries, He's not pleased at all. We are not to be spiritually weak as a church, as a person, as a ministry, but we are to be spiritually strong. And the only way we can have that kind of toughness is by being in the Word of God. You'll notice there in verse 9 of Joshua 1, God said to Joshua, have not I commanded thee, be strong. That word strong means to be of good moral power and strength. The word courage, he says, be of good courage. That means to be brave. And then he says, be not afraid. That means don't be terrorized. Then he says, neither be thou dismayed. That is, don't be confused. And then he says, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. That is, God was saying to Joshua, I will give you total strength as I'm with you. Think about that. Moral power, bravery, the ability not to be terrorized or confused, and the ability to have the full strength of God is that which God promises us, and we begin to see the effect of that when we are in the Word of the living God. Well, all week we've been talking about the effect of God's Word, and I trust that you've been there by the radio. And if you've missed any of these programs, I would encourage you to contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries, and we will see that you get what you've missed. In fact, we will probably just send you the whole week of broadcasts. But as we end this study, let me ask you a couple of questions. Number one, are you saved? Have you yet trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? If you have, I rejoice with you. But if you haven't, I encourage you right now to call upon the name of the Lord. Ask Him to save you, and He will. And if you do that, let us know it here at the Way of Truth Ministries, and we'll send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. But as a Christian, are you in the Word of God? Do you joy in the Scriptures? Do you meditate upon it? Do you study it? Do you memorize it? Do you read it consistently? Do you obey it? That's why God gave it to you. And I would certainly love for you to have the joy of the Lord that is unspeakable and full of glory. But that will not come unless you're in God's Word and obeying it. My final challenge to you as we end this week of ministry is this. Love God's Word, live God's Word, and launch God's Word. Did you hear that? Love the Word of God, live the Word of God, and launch the Word of God. By launching the Word of God, I mean share it with others. Do what you can to distribute it. Get it out to other people, because the Word of God does work effectually in the lives of those who believe it. Well, thank you very much for joining us this week. I trust that you have a great weekend. And then, the Lord willing, I will be with you again Monday for another study on the Living Truth broadcast. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and that's why I say the best is yet to come. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.